military supply.
Crap and trade. I mean, cap and trade facing a huge challenge in the Senate. Let's hold our breath and hope that when we exhale, we'll get the intended or desired results. Also coming up here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to talk about the NAACP now deciding to retract the criticism that they leveled at a USDA worker. Will she get her gig back, though? And the New York gubernatorial candidate is calling for a New York City mosque inquiry, and this, of course, is the mosque, the Cordova Initiative, and building right there at Ground Zero where the World Trade Centers fell. Bad, bad, bad decision. Not to have an initiative and not to reach out and try to unite Muslim people and people of other faith, but to put it right there and thumb their nose, as I think, at the possibility of this being more of a memorial for people who lost loved ones. That's the real problem. However, when you have the mayor of New York backing the mosque and others, it makes it tough to fight against the machine. So I think that mosque goes up, my friends. All right, as usual here in America Tonight, right from the get-go, out of the gate like a horse on fire trying to make it around the first quarter turn, we're going to hit it and hit it hard. So let's jump right to it and talk about this criticism of this this worker, this USDA worker. I don't want to dive into too many of the details because I hate to feel like I'm recanting the same thing over and over again, but pretty much in a nutshell, what happened was a woman who worked for the USDA was caught on tape at an NAACP banquet, and at the banquet, she was talking about a white farmer. She's talking about the race issue kind of mixed in between. I mean, she didn't call it that, but that's kind of how it came out. And if you listen to it, you know, the crowd was pumped up and, you know, screaming and yelling pretty much. And behind what this woman was saying, her name's Shirley Sherrod. And she was the USDA's Director of Rural Development in Georgia. So what happened was she was on the road when the deputy undersecretary for the USDA called her and told her that the White House flat out wanted her to resign. They called her a couple of times. They asked her to pull over to the side of the road and submit her resignation. That's how badly they wanted it, on her BlackBerry. So that's what she did. Then the USDA wasn't talking very much about it on whether the White House was involved or whatever, but the head of the USDA, or really the secretary, Tom Vilsack, throws out a statement saying the agency has no tolerance for discrimination. And the discrimination comes in where she was speaking at this banquet. It was a 38-second video clip of her remarks, and it happened locally. And the controversy started when BigGovernment.com posted the little video clip. And in the video, she talks about the first time a white farmer came to her for help when she worked for a nonprofit rural farm aid group, but that was back in the late to mid 80s. She said she came in, she said that the farmer came in acting superior to her, and then she debated how much help to give him, and that she was struggling with the fact that a lot of black people had lost their farmland, and she had to, you know, was faced with the problem of helping a white person save their land. She said initially she couldn't give him the full force of what she could do and only gave him enough to help his case going. And then she said she realized that helping farmers wasn't so much about race, but poor versus those who have. And so the upshot of it is the video concludes and it sounds like, you know, she was trying to say that she was talking about that whites are struggling just like blacks, and that's what the whole thing was about, is to save, was to help him, and realizing that working with him helped her to see that it wasn't a black and white issue. So she tells that story to tell people we need to get beyond race and work together. And as I said, her title was Director of Rural Development. All right, so I did actually give you all the details on that in case you hadn't heard it. Now the administration says, boom, resign, that's it. And everybody's trying to take it back, at this point. Remember, the NAACP recently accused the Tea Party of condoning racist elements. So therefore, then when you have this situation with Sherrod, it immediately they wanted to distance themselves from her, thinking it was going to hurt their cause about attacking the Tea Party. So it's just crazy. I mean, this is, all that the USDA has done in the past, years and years and years of civil rights lawsuits against them. And they've been working hard, they say, to change that and to make it about fairness and equality and all that other sort of stuff. So now it's a question of reexamining what she said, going through the tape, and will she be hired again? But there's no question that, that they didn't want this, they didn't really appreciate the tape getting out, and also they didn't realize what she was ultimately trying to say or listen to the whole thing. It was taken out of context. And there's no doubt that in the beginning of what she was saying, people were excited about that. Oh, so, okay, this guy tries to give you some attitude, and he's white, and you're a black woman, and you're in this position of power, and blah, 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 blah. Same old story, just a different station. So we'll see. We'll see if she gets the job back and ultimately what the White House says. Usually the White House, in this case, they would just back off of it because they were pushing hard for her resignation. All right, the other thing is, as the mosque turns, we've done this story to death. We've talked to people in New York about it. And now you have Rick Lazio, who's called on the Attorney General to do an investigation into this, the Cordoba Initiative. They're a Muslim charity, finding out more about them and this community center and the mosque that they're trying to build in Lower Manhattan. And what Andrew Cuomo is saying is anyone who has evidence of wrongdoing has to send it to his office and it'll be reviewed, but they're not going to do that. And what Lazio is saying is that Cuomo is siding with a very, very liberal view after years of making headlines by accusing big business of wrongdoing. So in this case, probably nothing happens unless there's some sort of evidence to the contrary. The mosque, I think, gets built. It causes more problems. There's protests. And who knows what happens. Imagine 10 years if there was something that was wrong with what was being funneled into the mosque or what the Cordoba Initiative really stood for. Why not come clean? I don't see any problem with that. If I was running the charity, I'd say, fine, check whatever you want to check because I have nothing to hide, and this is clearly what we're doing here. And if not, then I don't understand why not, because that's the whole idea in reaching out. That would clear up any kind of criticism, flack, and people who thought that there was something more to the agency. And personally, I don't know. I've talked to people about the Cordoba Initiative, and some say they don't know. They're not sure about where some of the money comes from, because that's always the thing. How much of it is ultimately buried, and others think it's a fabulous idea. I think it gets built, though, and that's pretty much the upshot of that. All right, coming up on the flip side. Ooh. Famous manager resigning, and why?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
America. It includes, I said, a famous manager decides to step away and retire. The Cubs skipper Lou Piniella has said this is it for him, and in his own words, here's Sweet Lou.
My age factor and the fact that I want to go home, and been a long road, and God has blessed me with good health and the ability to do this job, and I'm appreciative, but you know, sooner or later, you go on to a new phase, and that's exactly what's happening to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Piniella, you think of all the years he played baseball, and then, of course, managing baseball, and he's at that point. He spent 40 years as a player and manager, 40 years, and he's 66. So he went to the World Series in his career like 5 times. He's got 3 championship rings. And he's got family, so that's the idea. He probably wants to play some more golf, hang out, and just criticize other people. That's when it's fun. You can kick back and say, what's he doing that for? Why is he doing that? And, you know, he was a player for 18 years and then 22 as a manager. And I think Piniella thought he had a really good chance to win a championship with the Cubs, and that didn't happen. I guess now it's a question of who's going to take over. Ryne Sandberg, who was a very popular player and a Cubs Hall of Famer, could be one of the candidates for the job. Right now he's managing the AAA club there. And I don't know that I'd be completely shocked if he wasn't pulled up unless they wanted to focus on somebody else with more experience. The Cubs have gone 102 years without a world title. Boy, Matt, that is a huge pressure if you step into Pinella's shoes.
Yeah, I think the one guy, though, that is probably going to be the next Cubs head coach is probably down there in Iowa. The iCubs is Ryne Sandberg, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Ryne's the perfect, is the perfect guy to jump into that because he is, I mean, at least in the beginning, people in Chicago love him. They loved him as a player. And plus, he's got the experience of doing what he's doing in Iowa, unless they decide to go. And that's what I heard could happen, unless they decide to go with somebody bigger. I mean, he's got the minor league experience. He has the Cub name, blah, blah, blah. He has a good chance. He has a chance.
I think there's probably a 95% chance they go with him.
Yeah.
I think all the Cub fans want him. He's got the pedigree of it. And I don't know. I think they got a loyal fan base, and they'd be wrong to kind of go against the grain.
Yeah. I think the same thing. I think if they wanted to go with a fan base and not listen to some of the others who say, you know, truly, do you want to put him in there yet? Because there's, you know, let's maybe somebody with more major league experience. I mean, not as a player, because certainly he has that as a player, and then he has this minor league experience. But Ryne Sandberg has a good chance to be that guy. All right, while that happens, while he's retiring, here's something that Matt would be interested in. We're talking about the fact that training camps are starting to get ready to open up, and that's big because everybody starts to talk about football. And Brett Favre, and whether or not Brett Favre is going to come back and lead the Minnesota Vikings again, there is no deadline on the decision for him, and he's got ankle problems. He says his ankle isn't 100% where it wants to be. My prediction is if he can physically play, he's coming back. There's no question. Brett Favre, he's not going to call it quits now. If he can do it, he's going to do it. He's going to come back. What do you think?
100% chance he's coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even a doubt in my mind because he's doing the Brett Favre drama gig right now where he's drumming up the interest, drumming up the doubt, and then he's going to come and show up. And, you know, last year was whether or not he was going to come out of retirement and sign a contract to the Vikings. Now he's still under contract, and he had the ankle surgery, so he's playing the ankle surgery angle. Ooh, it's still kind of hurting. I don't know how I feel. He's coming back. There's no doubt about it. Why would you be out there throwing with the high school kids and doing what you've been doing every single summer if you weren't going to play?
Yeah, he doesn't want to sit in Louisiana. He doesn't want to go Mississippi. He doesn't want to go back home as much as he loves it and just that's it. And he goes and tries to find other things to do, the hunting, fishing, all the things he could do anyway. I don't see it. I think he plays until that's it, until he can't. He's not, if he physically can't do it, he won't, but otherwise he will. You know, sports might not be your thing. Perhaps you're a movie person. That's why we do the cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight. I actually did see a movie with my young nephew, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And for children, I think it was a pretty decent movie. It was very odd for me to sit in a movie like that because I hadn't been to a Walt Disney flick in a very long time. Opening up this week, Salt with Angelina Jolie is getting a lot of buzz, and there are a couple of other things, and we'll talk about it at the end of the week. But quickly, Inception is really the movie I wanted to see, and this is that crazy movie where Leonardo DiCaprio gets inside people's dreams. Here's a little snippet of that. I thought it would be fun to play that.
I know how to search your mind and find your secrets. I know the tricks, and I can teach them to you so that even when you're asleep, your defense is never down. Look, if you want my help, you're going to have to be completely open with me.
And so Inception, which opened a couple of days ago this past weekend. Over 62 million, number one at the box office, and it's just opening week. And we'll see as that picks up. Now, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, the movie that I went to see, is in its third week, and it's, to give you a different comparison, $17 million. But two completely different kinds of flicks. I'm really interested in seeing in Inception, though. But I think the concept is intriguing, and I don't care if the movie is getting buzz, it is, but I think the idea behind the movie is good. If you've got a good script and you have decent actors, then maybe it's worth us ponying up if we're trying to get a great escape or kicking back or whatever. Then it's worth it to pony up the money. It's when the script is horrible and when the actors really don't mesh, usually the flick is going to be a bomb, or they don't edit it right, because so much of it comes down to how they pull it together. They capture everything they need, but then it's, and people don't always realize this, but then it's in how it's put together. It's in the editing. Now, for once, Matt and I are on the same page on this one. You and I both want to see this.
Yeah, definitely. I heard from my buddy who lives out in Hawaii, he's a huge movie buff, that this was one of the best movies he's seen in a while. And I'd already planned on seeing it beforehand, so now the bar's been raised a little bit, so hopefully I didn't go, I'm not going to go in with too high of expectations, but I expect it to be good, so I'm pretty excited to see it. I think I'll check it out maybe Thursday night.
All right, so he's going to check it out. I might check it out, too, and then we'll have a, we'll both give you our impressions of that movie. And I know what he means. You know how that is when somebody, like he's, like Matt said, so they set the bar too high because they rave about some sort of a movie. And it just the expectations are so built up that even if it was a really good movie, you go and it doesn't live up to its billing. One night we'll talk about, for fun, to just to lighten the load, we'll talk about movies that you went in to see that you're just blown away by. You could not believe how the movie turned out, and you had no idea really what it was about. See, now with the amount of trailers and everything else that's out there, you, a lot of times you see the best stuff before you even get to the theater, and what the movie really is like, you don't get a sense of that whatsoever. All right, one thing that we can say is, and I happen to see a poll like this somewhere, it might have been on CNN or Fox or one of them, where they asked, do you have anger issues like Mel Gibson? I mean, you got to be kidding me. And in case you don't know, because we don't care about the celebrity BS, he was ranting and raving to his girlfriend, soon-to-be ex-girlfriend. It's a classic case of they had tape rolling on this because he was leaving phone messages. But you have to wonder about Mel Gibson. I mean, has this guy fallen off the tracks or what? Talking about slapping his kid, threatening the crap out of her. I mean, really, he's like a crazy loon, a long way away from Braveheart. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
About before we jump to Elena Kagan and the Supreme Court, if you made a list of what could possibly happen, the scenarios of warding off attacks or future attacks or areas you'd be concerned about that you don't want to see the possibility of World War III, what would it be? And Iran is essentially the country that keeps coming up because you think of Ahmadinejad and how you look at the Iran and the possibility of that idiot having nuclear capability. It's not beyond the imagination to stretch to think he does already. But Iran now accusing U.S. of backing terrorism. And in the middle of that, you've got Hillary Clinton, who probably about a month and a half ago said that the Pakistani government knows where bin Laden is, and that's why, you know, they're reaching out to try to embrace whatever they can with the people across the border from Afghanistan, you know, meaning that government, because of how huge that could be. Because I still believe, and I know, I guarantee some of you driving down these country roads right now listening to this show or some superhighway somewhere, you're probably thinking Bin Laden is gone. You believe some of the rumors about, oh, yeah, dialysis and the kidneys, and it's just stuff that was already in the can that they could manipulate with through Al Jazeera. But I don't think so. I'm not buying that. Because I truly think if somebody were to blow the lid off of what's going on with Bin Laden, that you might be surprised who could be hiding Bin Laden, and hiding in the sense of not outing where he is. Because there's more than the followers who know where Bin Laden lies and where he's sleeping. Guarantee it. Elena Kagan, she's not dealing, she won't be dealing if she officially becomes the next Supreme Court justice with that particular issue, although terrorism issues are things that are coming up in different senses with wiretapping and whatnot that come up before the Supreme Court. So here's what happened earlier in the day. It pretty much was how you thought it would go. And I already mentioned this. You had Lindsey Graham, who went with the Democrats, but it was a party line thing, and now it goes to the full vote of the Senate. Here's some comments mixed in between some of the yeses and some of the noes and why they went that way.
There's no question that Elena Kagan is eminently qualified for a position on the Supreme Court. She has an impressive education. She's worked at the highest levels of government, and she's served as dean of a top law school.
I intend to vote aye on Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court with grave concerns, which I have expressed because of her failure to answer questions which I think ought to have been answered.
Throughout the testimony, I believe Solicitor General Kagan repeatedly chose to provide the committee with political spin.
I note that she's received the highest possible rating for the American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary. Her credentials and legal abilities have been extolled by many from across the political spectrum.
She will serve this nation honorably, and it would not have been someone I would have chosen. But the person who did choose, President Obama, I think chose wisely.
And somebody did choose wisely in this case, and it is the president. So not without controversy, and most of it, what was thrown out there, I'll call it the raw meat, is the fact that will she put the political views ahead of the law? And, you know, what are the political views? What's the agenda? And it's always the big issues, right? It's the big two, especially abortion and gun control. They're the two that are always lobbed back and forth. And it's not a shock. It's not a surprise. And I think it, even though there was some controversy, there always is, but you know, this 50-year-old New Yorker is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. Stevens is done. He retired in June. He was on the court for 34 years. And it's such a big appointment because it's a lifetime appointment. I mean, what do you do to get kicked off the Supreme Court? And the answer is nothing that I can think of. I mean, it would have to be something incredible to lose the death grip that you have once you get into the highest court of the land. And throughout the testimony, I'll call it testimony, but the grilling on the Hill, pretty much Kagan was very clever about how she answered things and said she never, you know, look, I never served as counsel or of record or played any kind of a substantial role. And she's talking about when, you know, when she was dealing with what she dealt with as far as the Justice Department is concerned, because she filed a number of documents in a case during her tenure there. And, you know, she answered the questions and said, you know, when she was Solicitor General, you know, the health law was being passed, and as the states were suing the federal government in March to challenge the constitutionality, that she didn't really have much to do with whatever the government's response was. She had nothing to do with the government's response to the lawsuit and wasn't asked what her view was and didn't offer anything, didn't throw anything up about what she thought should happen, you know, there. So that was her point. I wasn't the counsel of record. I didn't have any kind of a role in this. And she would consider recusal on a case-by-case basis in talking about any of the arguments made for that or consulting with colleagues and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Key thing here is, you know, she didn't give them any, she didn't give them any reasons, enough reasons in the, some of the tepid questions to knock her around very much, because I thought that as much as you'd hear Jeff Sessions say, well, listen, you know, this isn't who I would have, and this is, this, the answers to these questions, we're not getting any direct responses. Well, the, some of the questions were weak, beyond weak. So the healthcare thing didn't really go anywhere, and the suggestion that she should, she shouldn't have been part of this anyway because of that, that kind of fell flat. And I think it's just now just a question of the official vote. And then it's the next person in the door that will change the makeup, that will start to change the makeup of the court. So that's why 2012 is so huge. You're hearing names that are being thrown out for the Republicans. And you look at Obama, and will he be a two-term president? And is it true? I mean, do you think now people just really vote on their wallets or in their pocketbooks? What's happening to them fiscally, what's happening with their money, is how the vote will go. So does Obama look like a one-termer, or does he look like a two-termer? And who's going to be the who's going to be the challenger that puts up such a good fight that you can knock off the incumbent guy? Who's going to be, who's going to be the person in the ring that's going to be able to throw the solid punches, not the weak, spread out all over the board punches when you go to Iowa, and undecided and no clear front runner deal when you're in New Hampshire, and how about the bigger states, Florida, etc. And it's going to be interesting to watch, because Newt Gingrich really, really wants this. I had a conversation with somebody who worked with Newt maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, and he wants it. I mean, it's been on his radar for a while. I don't think that's necessarily a secret, but he really, really wants it. He wants it so badly he can taste it. He wants to step back into the political ring. No question about it. But is Newt Gingrich, if you just looked at this one-on-one right now today, is Newt Gingrich the guy who could beat the president who's would be going for a second term? And you think that we had Bush in for two and we had Clinton in for two. So what are the odds, despite the polls and everything else and some of the dissatisfaction, that Obama goes down, that Obama does not become the next two-term president? Because you know the old saying, well, I couldn't get anything done in the first term. I could only put forth as much as possible, and I tried to get through a few things, and health care, of course, was the big thing, and look at financial reform and whatnot. But ultimately, besides where the dollars are, besides where your personal wealth is, ultimately, I think it's going to really, really, really matter who that candidate is for the Republicans, or if some incredible, incredible independent came out of the woodwork. But what are the chances of electing an independent? All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. And we can count includes how some of us feel about Social Security and of the future. Stick around. Stretch Run next.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm starting off We Can Count with this lame story, but there's a reason that I'm doing that. You know, this cheap-looking actress, Lindsay Lohan, and all the nonsense that accompanies her. I mean, you can't not, if you're a well-read person, you know her name. So don't kid yourself about that, obviously. We get on the soapbox, and it's all about what's going on in D.C. and what we really care about. But if you're paying attention, you know who this girl is, who this young actress is. She's like 24 years old. I'll tell you, rapidly, she is aging. She's like, has that in common with the presidents. Pretty soon, because of everything she's doing with the drugs and everything else and the booze and smoking and who knows what, she can just start living like in dog years. So they're just going to add all those years up. But speaking of years, and this is the reason why I'm bringing her up on We Can Count. So she's going to jail, right? She gets sentenced to 90 days. She surrendered at a Beverly Hills courthouse on Tuesday. She immediately is whisked to an all-women's jail in Linwood. She's going to serve her time in an isolation unit. That's what Paris Hilton did previously. And it's really 2 weeks. She's going to end up doing 2 measly weeks after she was supposed to do 3 months in jail and another 3 months in rehab for a probation violation. But as is typical, when you're uber famous, the rules are so much different. And she goes to court with her mother and the sister, and they're wiping up the tears. And, you know, she's going to come out to bigger, badder deals. I mean, she might not get the Hollywood scripts that some of the young, cleaner actresses, let's say, are getting. But she's a famous celebrity because she's notorious. It's just so ridiculous. And the thing that's the worst is the fact that she only is going to have to get through those 14 days. Anybody else's son or daughter or themselves, you would do the full boat. You would not get coddled the way she is being coddled. It's ridiculous. And just shows you why the scales on Lady Justice are a little bit skewed. They should tilt those scales, right? How about this one? Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said earlier this week that Russia would earmark $800 million. And what's the $800 million for? To kick off the construction of, yes, a new cosmodrome to ease the dependence on this other Soviet previous launch site that they have. And why? Because Russia really is pushing the space agenda. They actually rent the main spaceport from Kazakhstan, and they want to just build their own. That's what pretty much it's come to, and they're hoping to have it done by 2015. So what's interesting is they're trying to build it fatter, bigger, own it, all that sort of stuff, and we're tearing it down. That would be NASA. So all in all, Russia's going to put aside 100 billion rubles, because that's what it's called, for their space industry, including the development of GLONASS. It's the answer, so to speak, to make it simple to understand, to the U.S. global positioning system, the GPS that we all have in our cars that make us drive off bridges and run into rails and all that sort of thing. So here we go. Russia's doing it. They're going to outdo us. I am so sure of it. I am so sure this is going to happen. You think of 1961, they sent the first man into space and launched the first Sputnik satellite 4 years earlier. I mean, they haven't got a long list of accomplishments as far as the Soviet space program is concerned. And in fact, if you talk to any true Russians, it's a source of a swelling national pride. Our decisions in NASA, I think, are lame lately. All right, 6 in 10 Americans are fearful that they're not going to get a cent from Social Security. You're kidding. Of course we're not going to get a cent. You think I'm going to see anything? You think Matt Johnson, the technical wizard of the show, is going to see anything? And the answer is no. In fact, I could say it's stronger. Hell no, you're not going to see anything. But it's interesting to actually look at a USA Today Gallup poll. And here's how the numbers break down. 6 in 10 of us who haven't retired believe they're not going to receive those benefits, okay? It's the highest number, though, since they started asking that question 2 decades ago. What are reversals since March of 2001, when 52% told Gallup they expected to get benefits? Younger Americans certainly don't think they're going to get it. 3/4 of the people that were polled who were 18 to 34 years old say they don't think they're going to get Social Security. They're not going to get it. 66% of those between 35 and 54 think the same. So it's just a little bit of more of a breakdown on the numbers that I mentioned, but pretty much the perception is forget about it. You're going to have to rely on something else. And the reason makes sense because people have to rely on Social Security as their 401k plans fell apart. They lost so much money. But it does show you something else. The pessimism runs rampant. There is fear and distrust because of the financial collapse, I think, in 2008 and the way it was handled. And the Great Recession has spilled into lame expectations just in general of what you think is going to be there in the end. It's infuriating, though, because in your mind, you think of all the years that you've paid into Social Security. I remember my first job, whatever, I was like 15, 16 years old, and I was teaching tennis for the Cherry Hill Rec Department. So money went in, money went in, money went in, money went in. But, you know, there's little green pieces of paper you get about how much money you're going to get back. Really pay close attention to that. Someday in the not too distant future, we'll probably all get an envelope in the mail that says, sorry, we spent it all and we cannot help you. We don't have any money left. You can't get blood from a stone. All right, and finally, the Republican National Committee failed to report more than 7 million buckos in debt to the Federal Election Commission. That happened in the last couple of months. It made its bottom line look thicker or healthier, whatever the word is, as we get closer to the midterm elections. And it also raises the prospect, unfortunately, for the RNC of a big-time fine. Here's how it all went down. A memo to the RNC Budget Committee members from the treasurer, Randy Pullen, who wasn't pulling any punches, accused the chairman, Michael Steele, here's his name again, and his chief of staff of trying to conceal the information from him by ordering the people on the staff not to communicate with the treasurer. Pullen told the members that he had discovered $3.3 million in debt from April and $3.8 from May, which he said led him, not through his own fault, just because that was the numbers he had, to file bogus reports with the FEC. So he changed the filings on Tuesday. Now, what do you think you do when you're caught in this quandary? He's squealing, he's worried, but the RNC is saying, look, it's just a simple misreporting of fundraising numbers to the commission. That's what it is. But that doesn't matter. It can lead to millions and millions of dollars in fines. And even if they wanted to go criminally, they could, because if they feel like it's intentional that the money all of a sudden is there and it wasn't, then there's a chance that they would file something criminally, right? And the RNC normally uses its own legal counsel to deal with the FEC, but if they had a serious problem, they would go outside of the circle, and apparently that's exactly what they've done. The guy who is the best of the best when it comes to campaign finance has jumped on the train. So look for more probably on this story, because this just adds to the problems the RNC is having. It goes back to late March when they reimbursed somebody for almost $2,000 in entertainment expenses involving donors at a West Hollywood sex theme club. All right, once again, you know where you can weigh in here on America Tonight. If you couldn't get through on the phone lines, you can always flip us an email and send the email to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up later in the week, we'll look at some of the things that are shaking in Washington that could affect us and those midterm elections.